and now philosophy discussion will be there. So some scholars try to argue that actually how can anybody in the middle of a drama and in the middle of a battle, if somebody wants to speak philosophy, how is it practically possible? It's a dramatic absurdity. But it's not an absurdity because the Supreme Lord is present there. The Supreme Lord can expand and contract time. So Acharya has a different explanation that Krishna can expand and contract time, and that's why he can speak the whole Bhagavad Gita. He can make time stop also, nobody will come to know. But it's also described that Bhishma Pitama, now he had seen an Arjuna, that he had blown the conch to indicate the start of the war. But when he saw that Krishna and Arjuna were discussing something, and then Krishna took up the Yana Mudra, then he signaled to all this, stop. And then there was a stop over there. So the Mahabharata is full of enormous amount of drama. But the most important message, like we say, the jewel in a magnificent back casting, is the Bhagavad Gita. And that's what is going to be spoken now. So the second chapter, why is nothing coming in?
The second chapter is called as
Prabhupada's title, Contents of the Gita Summarized. Now the title in Sarartha Darshini is Atma Anatma Viveka Yoga. Atma is soul, Anatma is that which is not the soul. So Viveka is the buddhi, the discrimination. The discrimination by which we can differentiate between what is soul and what is not soul. The yoga of that, Atma Anatma Viveka Yoga. And Gita Bhushan, the standard title that is there, is also there in the Gaurapura Gita. Gita Press, that is Sankhya Yoga. So, Prabhupada takes the title of Contents of the Gita Summarized from Rasik Ranjan. Rasik Ranjan is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. So we have, in our sampradaya, who all have commented on the Bhagavad Gita? Sridhar Goswami is the first person. His commentary is Subodhini. Then after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswami did not immediately comment on the Bhagavad Gita, although occasionally they referred to it. Chakravarti Pad was the first acharya, major acharya to comment on it. That is, his commentary is
Sarartha Varshini.
Yeah, Sarartha Varshini. So there are two books, which is Sarartha Darshini and Sarartha Varshini. Sarartha Darshini is his Bhagavatam commentary. Sarartha Varshini is his Gita commentary. Yeah, I'll explain that. So,
Sridhar Swami
is Subodhini. And Baldev Vidya Bhushan wrote Gita Bhushan. Gita Bhushan. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote two commentaries at different times. And basically, as one time he commented on some verses, another time he commented on some other verses. So, both of them are combined together. And many of the times he doesn't give much comment, he just gives translation. But there are a few places where he is coming. So whatever you are given, that is compiled into the question. So there he has given this title to the second chapter, Contents of the Gita Summarized. And Prabhupada will mention this in the last purport, 2.72, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has called the chapter this. Now in one sense, it is true. The Gita contents are summarized in this chapter. So I presume that all of you have read the chapter overview which are there in your notes. How many of you have read or how many of you not read?
Not this time.
The chapter overview which are given in the handout for the students. Okay, you have not read, no problem. So I will explain that also. Maybe it will be too difficult for all of you to read the full purports, but if possible today evening, you can read for the chapter that we will be discussing tomorrow. So, let's give some basic idea. So now here the fifth reason of Arjuna will also come, that is indecision, and by that he will refuse to ultimately surrender. So some devotees are suggesting that we can skip the shloka recitation so that we have more time for discussion. What do you feel? not in the not Hirashi.
Shloka is always some words which you always tell. So we always know it is here. If you don't recite shloka, we will feel it is like
dry. Okay, so what we will do is, whichever verses on which there will be something significant discussion, we will discuss those verses, we will recite those verses. Other verses we will move forward. Okay. So now, so again, I will say that many times the writing is very poetic. So this particular verse
is the first verse of this chapter.
संजय उवाच तं तथा कृपया विष्टम् अश्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षणम् विशीलं तमिदं वाक्यं उवाच मधुसूदना. Ikshana is eyes. The eyes were filled to the brim with tears. Ashru Purna. Kula is the tips or the edges. Till the edges, the eyes were filled with tears. And when he was lamenting in this way, Krishna spoke. Madhur Sudha. Prabhupada explains that the Madhur represents not the sentiment but the even of doubt clinging Arjuna. And that will be overcome by
Krishna.
So now in the next verse, translation.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets but to infamy."
Yes. So these two verses are the first time that Krishna speaks, and Prabhupada elaborately in the purport explains Shri Bhagavan. And he takes Aishwarya Mantrasya and explains that. So us now, Krishna is speaking not on a philosophical level, but on a practical, friendly level. So he says, "Oh, how can you not find it? How can you become weak like this?" Somebody says, "Come on, man, you are a strong person. Don't get depressed." We try to pep up our friends and like this. So like a friend is talking, "How will you become weak like this?" And anarajushtam aswargam. This isn't bihu arya. This isn't bihu. This won't take you to swarga. And not only that, what will it do? It will bring infamy in this light. So actually, Kshatriya, if you see the overall mood of the Mahabharata, the mood of the Mahabharata is of Karmakanda, overall. The bhakti is there, but the Vaishnava Acharyas have to show that as the prominent thing to us. Overall, it's Karmakanda. And overall, the idea is you have to go to heaven, and you do punya, you die in the battlefield, you go to heaven. Bhakti is not the prominent thing in the Mahabharata. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, bhakti becomes very prominent. The bhakti is very much there in the Mahabharata also. But the drama and the emphasis which is seen by our vision is mostly Karmakanda. So that is the setting of the Kshatriyas. So you think, "Oh, as a Kshatriya, you will not go to heaven. So you will suffer the loss of heaven in the next life, you will suffer the loss of fame in this life. In both ways you will suffer." So next verse. Translation.
O son of Kripa, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
So, here he is using two contradictory words, Klaibhyam and Parantapa. Parantapa is you are actually a feather of enemy, but now you have become Klaibhyam. Klaibhyam means impotent. So, actually, Krishna is teasing Arjuna. Impotence is a very strong word. The importance has two meanings. One is physical importance, second is sexual importance. And both are very hurting for a Kshatriya. Kshatriya, to be physically overpowered by someone, to be physically powerless is painful. And to actually not be able to produce children, that is also very painful. So Krishna is hinting sarcastically, "Arjuna, you played the role of a eunuch earlier. Have you actually become a eunuch now?" There also the word is Klaibhyam. To describe a eunuch. So Klaibhyam Maaswadama, don't become important like this. It doesn't be who you are, Arjuna. So So even when Virat Naresh, you know, we have to understand that this actually Arjuna was really shocked. So you know how inconceivable the will of destiny, that one who is the very epitome of manliness had to play the role of a eunuch as a member of third gender. So Krishna is triggering that memory. Because see, Duryodhana was also very diabolic. So that 12 years Vanvas was there, but more humiliating that is the last year Agyanvas. Because even if somebody is Vanvas, at least they can live in the forest and they can identify themselves as Pandavas. So it's one thing to lose one's kingdom, one's property, but it's quite another thing to lose one's identity. Especially the identity of a very famous person, to lose your identity, you have to hide your identity. So that is a very, very painful place for one. So Krishna is triggering that memory to try to get him to fight. Now, for a Kshatriya to be called a Kleipya, like a verbal slap. So Arjuna almost recalls, I'm not a Kleipya. Actually, I'm concerned, you know. I feel respect for my superiors and I can't fight against them. And I feel compassion for my juniors. And therefore I can't fight against them. I don't want to kill them. So Krishna says, don't speak all these big things. This is Chakravarti path. Is telling the internal conversation. Actually, you are saying compassion and respect, but it is all simply shudra buddha daurbalya. Simply petty weakness of the heart. And give it up, Arjuna. Fight. So, here, Krishna tries to give a pep talk to get Arjuna to start fighting. But Arjuna talks back. What does Arjuna say? So, translation.
Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack with bow arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship?
So the word puja is very important over here. The word puja is contrasted with issue. So puja normally we offer flowers, but I am offering them arrows. So how can I do that? And Chakravarti Pada has a very interesting insight. He said, why are these words are emphasized? Madhusudana and Arisudana. They seem to be repetitious. So of course, one is that Arisudana is killer of the enemy. So you are killer of your enemy, you don't kill your guru and your ancestors, grandfather. But Chakravarti Pada explained that actually Krishna, one of the distant ancestors, is a person named Madhu. You know, Krishna is also called as Varshneya, a descendant of Vrishni. So King Vrishni's father was Madhu. And that's what, because Krishna comes in that and like a descendant of Kuruna is called Kaurava. So a descendant of Madhu is called as Madhava. So Krishna is saying, actually I am Madhava, I am not Madhusudana. Then Arjuna says, oh no, I am not referring to that Madhu, I am referring to the Madhu whom you killed. That is Arisudana. That's why I'm using the word Arisudana over. So you are the killer of your enemies. How can you expect me to kill my relatives? Yes? Next verse.
It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superior. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
So here, first is the word guru comes first, gurun, in plural literally. Why? Because he is considering even Bhishma to be his guru, Dronacharya to be his guru, Kripacharya to be his guru. So now he is saying guru. And why is the word coming twice? He says, all of them are my gurus, how can I fight with them? So then, actually, Prabhupada and the Purport also, they actually have acted wrongly. And therefore, they are not worthy of being gurus. So Chakravarti Pada quotes also elsewhere from the Mahabharata, where he says, guru avalapsyate. Avalapsyate means, if the guru does not behave properly, then the guru can be rejected. So he says, no, my guru has not behaved inappropriately. He's still Mahanubhava. He's a great person. Bhishma is a great person. How can you find fault with him? He says, Bhishma, he had conquered lust, he had conquered time. You know, Kaal and Kaam are the two most powerful things in this world. How has he conquered Kaal?
Ichamrityu,
yes. And Kaam? Because he's being very miserable, very miserable. But Krishna says, no, he may have conquered Kaal and Kaam, but he has been conquered by Lobh. He has been conquered by greed. That's why Artha Kama. So there, nice verse is there in the Mahabharata. अर्थस्य पुरुषो दासो दासस्तु अर्थो नय कस्यचित् इसे अर्थस्य पुरुषो दासो दैट ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स आर द सोल्स आर द सर्वेंट्स ऑफ ऑफ मेन बट नोबडी वेल्स इज नोबडी सर्वेंट्स एंड अर्थो हि महाराजो बद्धो इसे दैट बाय अर्थ आई हैव बीन बाउंड टू द कौरवास then Arjuna says, even if he is bound by Arjuna, still he is my guru. They have taught me and therefore they are my guru, and if I kill them, Rudhir Pradhita, mere haath khoon se
rang
jaye, so like that is Rudhir Pradhita, my hand, the spoil will be tainted by blood. So now he is rhetorically speaking that I cannot fight, but still he is giving arguments, but he is himself not sure. And the next verse brings us to the last reason. The last reason is indecision. So, yes, translation.
Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to leave. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield.
Yeah. So Arjuna has explored three options till now. First option is fighting and killing. But that is like a loss, because the loud one will be killed at his own hands. Fighting and losing, that's also a loss, humiliation for Kshatriya. And fleeing from battlefield, going away. Second option when you talk about, he says, I will go in front of them, apratikaram shastrapane, ashastram shastrapane. So I will go without weapon and let them kill me. That second option he has already mentioned, this is better, kshematram. And also third option is, I just go into the forest and be a beggar. But that is very inappropriate for Kshatriya to do. So none of these three options, he is, I don't know what to do. Na chaitad vidma, etad, it is among these vidma, which what to do, I don't know. And even I don't know, therefore what does he do? He in the next verse finally surrenders. Because this is a
well-known verse, he decided to do that.
Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of my miserly weaknesses. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrender unto you.
So dharma sammura chetaha. Mura means to be bewildered. Sammura is completely bewildered. So what is dharma sankat for Arjuna? Remember what is the conflict between two factors? Two dharmas.
Kula dharma.
Kula dharma and kshatriya. Dharma sammura chetaha. I don't know what I should do. And karpanya dosha. Miserly weakness has come upon me. Please tell me what to do. Chakravarti was Krishna says, what if I tell you? No, you will pretend to be learned and you will counter and argue with me. As you did earlier. No, no more argument. I surrendered. Shishyasteham. So actually, you know, to the modern mind, submission is considered to be a sign of weakness or lack of intelligence. That I don't take anything from anyone. No, I will just choose what I want to do. So people have this idea also that actually don't commit to anyone because nobody is perfect. You know, you examine different parts and you take the good from different parts and then you create your own parts. it sounds very, very logical actually. You know, you should take good from everyone. Nobody else is perfect. Nobody deserves your one-pointed commitment. But the problem with this approach is that actually even if those approaches are bona fide, it's like if you go to different doctors and you take one part of each doctor's recommendation, is the treatment going to work? No. Actually, if you want to get cured, we may not find the perfect doctor. But still, whichever is the best doctor, we have to commit ourselves to it. Now, selectively choosing this treatment from this doctor, this treatment from this doctor, this medicine from this doctor, this diet from this doctor, you know, especially if the malady is serious, it's not going to work. So like this is called window shopping for a spiritual master. You know, people do window shopping on different commodities, so people do window shopping, guru shopping. So they go around and they don't take the full guru also, they take part of the guru only. So if we read Radha Maharaj's journey home, he also, you know, realized, he said that you know, there are many people who talk about this. But I found that their realization is very superficial. The people who had really deep realizations were those who had committed themselves to one path. Yes. Submission doesn't mean that we give up our intelligence, but we put aside our intelligence at least to hear. After hearing, we always question. It's not that we are not allowed to question. You see, throughout Arjuna is question. But at least we have to give some time to hear, to try to understand. Otherwise, every point that we hear, we keep questioning, then there's no advancement of knowledge. That's why if you have a debate with anyone, sometimes we meet some impersonalist, some Muslim, some Christian. Then we have to have some kind of ground rules for discussion. Tell them, you know, you speak for 10 minutes, I will hear, I'm not interrupting. Then I will speak for 10 minutes, don't interrupt me, let me hear properly. Let me speak, and then because every point if they start questioning, then it will end. Ideally speaking, how it should be, that if somebody has an argument, we invite them for a class. You attend a class for 1 hour, then ask question for 10-15 minutes. What happens is, they say question answer session, and then question answer session, we speak for 2 minutes, they will speak for 2 minutes, and they will ask a question. And every question can be counter question. So therefore, submission doesn't mean that we give up our intelligence, but we put aside our intelligence at least so that we hear, and then we can evaluate. Next
one. I can find no means to drive away this grief which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven.
Yes. So Krishna is telling Arjuna after his half day for Chakravarti Thakur, I am feeling very, my senses are drying up. Don't worry, that's because you have lost your kingdom. You get your kingdom, then you become happy. Why? Because you know, internal emotional turmoil cannot be resolved just by external accomplishments or possessions. If you are emotionally disturbed, you know, somebody has spoken something wrong, a terrible thing has happened, you know, just by you know driving, if I have a car and I sit in the car and drive around, that car is happening. You know, if your emotions are disturbed, we need somebody who can address you at an emotional level and a rational level. In the modern society, they focus on possessions a lot. You know, if you have more possessions, you're happy. The Western saying is, the one who dies with the maximum toys, he is the winner. How many toys? How many cars? How many bikes? How many bungalows? How many laptops? How many this? How many that? How many cell phones? So, as one cricketer, after winning the World Cup, now he has got something like 32 cars, 51 bikes and 76 mobiles.
No, 76 mobile, what are you going to do? It's ridiculous.
So, and then after that also, if you have 76 mobile, if you get down to zero, you know, the mobile is not going to So actually, when emotions are disturbed, we need solace from people, position. Things cannot give us solace in our emotional system. Is an important point. Yes, many possessions to live in this world, and they have their value. But especially when emotions are in turbulence, Krishna's Arjuna's crisis is an emotional crisis, and therefore he says, achieving freedom is not what drives me. I need some solace at an emotional level and at a rational level, by which I can control those emotions, direct those emotions properly. And then he says, I surrender to you, and I will not fight till you instruct. He puts aside his mind.
Sanjay Sri, I'm spoken to Arjun, chapter in Krishna. Govinda, I shall not fight.
Babu means silent. Became quiet. In the silent words.
Tamuvacha Shikesham Prasanna Bharata
At that time, Krishna, smiling in the midst of both armies,
spoke the following words to the grief-stricken Arjun.
That's a very interesting word. Prahasan Eva. Eva means like. Listen to that word. Eva and Eva. Eva is certain. Eva is like. So Prahasan Eva means smiling like. Almost is like. It means like smiling. Jagavati Bhaj is a good meditation on this. He says that, you know, if one friend becomes very weak and foolish, another friend may laugh at him. What are you doing? You laugh. Sometimes you can make equals, you can make fun of each other and you can bring others on track by that. But so because Krishna is, Krishna and Arjuna are equal in one sense, so Arjuna's behavior is almost laughable. Killing up the bow and arrow, not ready to fight. It's effeminate, like it's important. So Krishna is almost like laugh. But actually, you know, if a disciple expresses some weakness in front of the guru doesn't laugh. The guru is compassionate. So Krishna is remembering, now Arjuna is my disciple, he's not just my friend. So seeing him putting aside his bow, not fighting, Krishna feels like smiling.
Hmm.
But then he's a strange smile. Therefore, prahasan eva.
So, as guru should never laugh at the weakness of his disciple. That will break the disciple's heart completely.
Guru should be compassionate. So, prahasan, yes, almost like smiling, but he controls his laughter. And there is only a gentle smile on his face. That is reassuring for Arjuna. Rishikesha. So now, earlier, out of love for Arjuna, Krishna had let himself be controlled by Arjuna. Now, the same word Rishikesha is used over here. Out of the same love for Arjuna, now Krishna will take control of Arjuna. He will take control of Arjuna's mind and intelligence and guide him. That's where the word Rishikesha comes. And now, from here onward, the instructions of Krishna have to be started. So 1.11 is the first verse that he will speak as in
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aso Jnananda Shochastam Prajnavadam Chabhashate Gata Sunaka Adhucha Nami Shochasti Pandita.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead says, while speaking learned words, you are mourning what or what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead.
Yes. So we finish the first section. Now, Arjuna followed out with Saraika. Now the second section. So this is from 11 to 13. Krishna will give Jnana. So in this section is going to counter Arjuna's compassion argument. So what is the theme of the section? Fight. As the soul is eternal, compassion for the temporal body is ignorant and useless. So I have restructured or renamed some of the section titles so that the continuity from one section to another is more evident. So you remember all the arguments we discussed. Right? So the first argument was compassion. That is what is going to be countered here. So the soul is eternal, the body is temporary. Therefore, that is going to be destroyed anyway. What is the use of being compassionate for that? And that for which you are lamenting is not going to be destroyed. So what is the point of this emotion? So, prajnavadam cha bhajate. This prajnavad refers to especially 2.4 and 5. What is guru atva mahanubhava? He has spoken like a very learned person. He is still my guru, but it is now he has spoken like a foolish person. Gatasun and Gatasuncha. Now soon, asun means air. Gata asun means the air has gone away. When the life air has gone away from the body, the person is dead. Agat asun means the life air has not yet gone away. So that means the person is living. So those for the living or the dead, the wise person doesn't lament. So actually, our wisdom is seen not by our words, but by our behavior. Krishna is telling Arjuna that you are speaking wise words, but you are behaving like a fool. That's why it's ultimately our wisdom is tested by our behavior. And that's interesting. You know, before even talking about the soul in detail, Krishna's words are so profoundly spoken that the first words of instruction that he speaks are a refutation of Mayavada. Yeah, it's a well-known verse.
नत्वेवाहं जातु नासं नत्वं नेमे जनाधिपा नैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयम् अतः परम्.
Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
So the most significant word here is na bhavishyamaha, not in the future. The maya has the idea is that actually when you march, then there is nobody existing, only pure consciousness. We are actually in nirvikalpa samadhi. What is nirvikalpa samadhi? Aisa dhyan karna chahiye. कौन ध्यान कर रहा है, किसका ध्यान कर रहा है, कैसे ध्यान कर रहा है, इसका भी ध्यान कर रहे हैं.
So for always keep on just going in the way. But the point is, you know, that actually, you know, if I became liberated, you know, I experienced liberation. If I still the I is there to experience liberation, isn't it? There is no I, there is no experience of it. So the I just cannot be given up. So, na bhavishyamaha, and Ramanujaya gives a long commentary to this verse. Gita Vash, and it was basically Balladeva Vashya follows Ramanujaya and Prabhupada follows Balladeva Vashya. So, Ramanujaya Acharya, Prabhupada has chosen to focus on Balladeva Vashya because Balladeva Vashya is like our second Siddhanta Acharya. Who is our first Siddhanta Acharya? Jiva Goswami, Siddhanta Acharya. He established Siddhanta Satsandarvas. In fact, the whole term Achintya Veda Veda, the concept is there, but Achintya Veda Veda, first time we find it in the writings of Jiva Goswami. So, Achintya Veda Veda, so he is a Siddhanta Acharya. But in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had felt that there is no need to write the commentary on the Bhagavad on the Vedanta Sutra, so he had not written that. He wrote the Satsandarvas instead. But then later on, we know in Jaipur, our sampradaya's integrity was challenged. So Devi Devashi had to write a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, which was called as what?
Govindabhashya.
So after he wrote Govindabhashya, he went ahead and decided, in the Vedantic tradition, there is a prasthanatraya. Prasthanatraya means three foundations of knowledge. There is Upanishads, the Gita, and the Vedanta Sutra. So any acharya, if he wants to establish philosophy, he has to comment on these three books. So Baldev Devashna, as he had commented on Vedanta Sutra, he also commented on the Upanishad, and he also commented on the Gita. So this is an example where the spiritual master has already commented, Chakravarti has already commented on the Gita, but Baldev Devashna also comments. And their focuses are quite different. Baldev Devashna focuses more on Siddhanta, establishing a Siddhanta. So, what does Ramacharya talk in this word? Purport basically says, okay, in the future, there will be no existence of yours. Now we may say that, okay, the living entity will not exist in the future because you get liberated, and when you get liberated, you will merge. But Krishna says, no, you will exist in the future also. I says, actually, even if you say, Prabhupada argues two ways only. First way is what? Is what? Krishna says, bhavishyamaha. And even if you say that individuality is material, actually Krishna is talking about conventional level. Conventional level. We talk about it in a conventional level. But how about Krishna's individuality? So now Vishya, Maha, Krishna's individuality is not material. May I not reiterate all the arguments? Here, you can read the purport, it's quite clear over there. Let's go to the next one. We'll skip this. Recitation.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The sober person is not bewildered by such a change.
Such a change means what? That just as the change from childhood to youth doesn't disturb us. We feel happy. Now I have a young body and I am free. Similarly for our old person and vice versa, the old body will lead to a young body in the future. There's no need to be deluded by such a change. So now, this is not news for Arjuna. Arjuna knows that he does in this world, but he has forgotten it. It's the oral life. So Krishna, Arjuna says, I know that Krishna, but still I feel pain. What should I do? And Krishna says,
tolerate.
That's the next verse.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
The word sayan is different from sun. Sun is a direct, immediate descendant. Sayan is a distant descendant. So Bharata is long time ago. So now, how can you tolerate it? It's so difficult. What is the benefit of tolerance?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What is the benefit of such tolerance? That benefit is described in the next verse. Translation.
Obeys common name, Arjuna. The person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation.
Yes. So now, the liberation is a concept talked about more in the Jnana Kanda section. So when Krishna is saying, Asochyam Nusuchastam, Pragya Vadasya Vasa says, Chakravarti Kala explains over there that actually there is Artha Shastra and there is Dharma Shastra. So you are quoting Dharma Shastra and you are saying Dharma Shastra is higher than Artha Shastra. But he says, now I will tell you Jnana Shastra. Jnana Shastra is higher than both Dharma and Artha Shastra. So Dharma, Artha, Kama, these are all a part of Karma Kanda. And Mukti is a part of Jnana Kanda. So then the Upanishads are considered to be higher than the Vedas. So here Krishna will speak in an Upanishadic language. What is Upanishadic language? Upanishads means it's very paradoxical, very difficult to understand, very very confidential, basically very confusing. And the Jnani is like that. Guys, it's very clear, straightforward, very exclusive. How can I be open? The Upanishads give like that. So that's what Krishna will speak in the next verse. Yes,
Krishna.
Tolerance means sticking to one's duty and tolerating a difficulty while one's duty is being pursued. Tolerance doesn't mean that whatever is happening is tolerated. I am sleeping in the morning program. Tolerate, now I'm sleeping tomorrow. No. That is what, even if we feel sleepy, we tolerate our laziness and we get up. The basic platform of any culture is sticking to our duty. And while sticking to our duty, there are difficulties, solve it. Prabhupada gives an example, two examples in the Bhagavad Gita. That in the early morning, it's difficult to wake up. And a housewife has to cook even in summer. So tolerance is not importance. Tolerance is basically diligence in one's duty and tolerating difficulties while they come, while pursuing one's duty. That's what he's talking about. And what is the result of such tolerance? Liberation. So now the next verse is the Upanishadic language. Upanishadic language means the nice play of words, similar words are spoken in different ways. And basically at the end you are confused what is said. So, read over.
Yato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate tata ubhayo rabhiyushyanta svayo katapada shivihi.
Those who are seers of truth have concluded that of the non-existent material body there is no endurance and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both.
So now, Krishna is generalizing from the difference between, after talking about the soul and the body, there are two natures. There is spiritual nature and there is material nature. Now, asato. Asata refers to the material nature. Vidyate bhavo. Of the non-existent, there is no endurance. A non-existent does not really mean non-existent in the sense it's not existing, but it is temporary. And na abhavo vidyate sataha. Of the, that is, if there is eternally existing, there is no cessation, there is no destruction. Now, this verse starts the attack of the Mayavadis. And the next verse is really a was on which wars have been fought practically. Intellectual war. So we'll come to that verse.
That which pervades the entire body, you should know to be indestructible. No one is able to destroy that imperishable soul.
So, what do you think would be so controversial about this? Very simple sound. That which pervades the body is indestructible.
Pervades
the entire
body.
Yeah. So, the real. See, Krishna also allows some scope for the Maya, they want to speculate. So, yena sarvam idam satam. Sarvam is everything. Idam is this. So, what is this idam? Maya is idam is whole material world. That soul which pervades the whole material world. That is indestructible. So, now if you look at it in context, you know, one of the biggest ways is the Mayavadis also very intelligent people, but what they do is they often take verses out of context. Now if you look at the context is going on, just 3 verses ago it was Vahinosminathade, Swami Vahinosminathade, and if you know the previous verse was generalization, okay, the previous verse was Adhapalitya was generalization, but there is no talk about the whole universe. And if you look at the next verse immediately, it was also the one. Anta vanta imeje ha. If you look at before and after, it's basically talking about the day. So yena sarva vidam satam, by which this whole thing is pervaded, that refers to in that sense the whole, not the soup, not the whole material existence. Now, different acharyas have given different explanations of this. Now acharya is a very fascinating explanation. He says that the emphasis of this word is what? First, it says avinashi, indestructible. And then in the second line, again it says vinashan avreyasya. Here, nobody can do vinashan. So, in the start, it is said it is indestructible. In the end, it is said it is indestructible. So, what is said in between, in the sarvamidam tatam, should also be referring to something about its indestructibility. So, he gives a very interesting answer. He says that normally, how do we destroy an object? One object destroys another object by pervading into it. Just like a knife enters into our body. Then a person dies. The person is drowned. How does he drown? Water enters into his body. The person is burned. The fire enters into his body. So normally destruction takes place when one element pervades another element. But he says the soul is so subtle and the soul pervades everything else. Yena sarvamidam. And because whatever you try to attack the soul with, fire, water, air, earth, the soul will pervade that. And therefore nothing will be able to destroy it. Sarvamidam says, Sarvamidam in that sense refers to all the elements of material existence. And our Devi Devotion, he says the tu, what does the word tu mean in Sanskrit?
But.
So but is the significant word. So he says, this but is indicating a contrast. And he says, this verse is referring the super soul, not the soul. Yena sarva vidam tatam. He says, so the previous verses, if you look at Deino Sunita Dehe Kaumara Vyamanam Jara, so that all these verses can refer to both the soul and the super soul. Because the spirit is in two parts, soul and super soul. Both of them are chained together. But this, the change in the subject is indicated by but. You know, yes, we are going to do like this, but we are not going to do this. So, but indicates contrast. Contrast of thought is indicated over here. By two, and therefore this verse refers to the super soul and not the soul. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Translation.
The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable and eternal living entity is sure to come and end. Therefore fight, O descendant of Bharata.
Here there's a significant word, Aprameya. That is, what is Aprameya?
Immeasurable.
Prama. Prama means measurement. Pramana is that which gives us measurement of knowledge. Aprameya means that which cannot be measured. So now can the soul be measured? No. Keshagra Shatabhaga Sitya. Shatabhaga Kalpita Sitya. That was there?
Just indication given. Indication given to make us understand.
And Uddhava Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Sukshmatvat aham jivaha. Among all the sukshma living, sukshma objects, I am the jiva. That means, you know, jiva is so tiny that we cannot even conceive of it. Now this raises a question which Valdev Dhaushan answers very beautifully in Govinda Vashya. He says the soul is so tiny, and how does the soul pervade the whole body? How does the soul pervade the whole body? That will be answered in one of the later verses, 2.24 and 25. But now here, Krishna is talking this philosophy and bringing it to one practical action. To Arjuna, such a situation, saying that actually, when you understand the soul is eternal, indestructible, there is no killing happening at all. Go ahead. Next one.
Neither he who thinks the living entity the player, nor he who thinks it plain, is in knowledge. For the self plays not, nor is plain.
So self plays not, nor is plain. Now, these verses often create a little fear among modern intellectuals. The modern intellectuals are very frightened of religious war, because they have seen the Muslims fighting jihad in the name of religion, and the Christians have also fought crusades. They have killed so many people also. In the name of holy war, we call it. So, when the idea of a holy war makes it very uncomfortable. And the idea that actually nobody is killing, who is killing, nobody is killing, this sort of thing. Once called, this is very, he writes about this verse, very disturbing doctrine. It's a very disturbing doctrine. But we have to understand that all the philosophy is taught within a particular culture. And Prabhupada quotes in purport of one of these verses that Ma Hinsaya Sarva Bhutani. That the general principle is don't kill. But within the principle of never killing, if the Kshatriya is required to kill, he must kill. For the Kshatriya, killing is not a hobby or a passion, it's a duty. And it has to be done in a careful situation. So, yes, two questions.
This note number 14, there is a, Krishna said that they arise from sense perception or happiness. You can a little bit elaborate this sense perception, how we experience happiness in this.
Can we discuss this later? They arise from sense perception, how they are. Happiness and distress arise from sense perception. That basically means that, actually, okay, I'll explain this. Later on, there is one word, achintyoyam, avikaryoyam, avyaktoyam achintyoyam, avikaryoyam uchyate, 2.25. So there, achintya, Chakravarti Pada, Prabhupada explains achintya to mean that by pratyaksha and anumana, you cannot understand it. You have to use shabda only to understand it. Now, Chakravarti Pada explains that achintya means the connection between the soul and the body is achieved. How the two are connected together? That is not so easy to conceive. Because as I said, the soul is present in one place, but the soul is pervading the whole world. And sometimes the scripture says the soul is not powerful in the spiritual world only. It's still there in the spiritual world. Only consciousness projected in this body. So what is the exact nature? So different examples can be given. The standard example that is given is a misidentification. Misidentification means, as a soul, we identify with the body. It's like a person watching a movie. When he's watching the movie, what happens? He's identifying with, misidentifying with the hero. And the hero gets beaten, I'm beaten. So basically, he is completely safe in his own place. But his consciousness is projected onto the TV screen. So like that, our consciousness is projected. And basically, now the soul has its own spiritual senses. And those super senses are inactive right now. Just like, you know, when we are watching a movie, we want to turn around and look here and look there, but we are not doing it. A person is watching the movie and fixed in the movie. So now, we have material senses. And through our material senses, we are perceiving this world. So, we say the happiness and distress arise in the sense perception. That means, because our consciousness is channelized through the senses, so we experience the emotions in connection with the things that happen to the body, the events that happen to the body. As such, nothing is happening to us. So the soul is completely indestructible and immutable. But when the body feels cold, we feel cold. Why? Because our consciousness is projected over there. That's the meaning of sense perception. That means the senses are perceiving a particular way, and because we only identify, so we identify with that. We feel those emotions as our own. We'll discuss it later this moment. Let's move forward. So now Najayate, famous verse, recite this together.
Najayate Sneva Kadachin Nayam Bhutva Bhavita Vanubhuja Ajo Vitya Shashvata Oyam Purano
For the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Yes. So Purana. Now there is a Muslim teacher. Purana ka matlab hai jo purana ho gaya, usko chhod do ya Quran ko le lo.
So purana has got a to with puran. One is Hindi, other is Sanskrit.
So pura api nava iti purana. Actual meaning is pura is ancient, but that is ancient and still it is nava. Still it is fresh. Still it is new. So that is the meaning of the word of purana as scripture. But purana as a property of the soul. The soul is ancient. The soul is ever full. It's always energetic. The soul never gets tired when it talks. That's purana. So now aja does not mean that is not. If it's something unborn, that is it's not existing only. But aja means that it is outside the time dimension. The concept of birth and death is not there only because it's outside the time dimension.
Pura.
Next verse. Pura. Actually, only devotees here are doing it. Everybody can read one more translation.
Yes.
Start from here.
Text 21.
Really? One verse will come after 31.
Oh, Partha, how can a person who knows that the soul is indestructible, eternal, and born and immutable, kill anyone? Cause anyone to fail.
Kam khate hai, anantikam. How can, so now, how can you kill or cause to be killed? That means he say, don't blame yourself and don't blame me also. That I am causing you to kill. Now, Chaturvedi Path says that nityam, you see, ajam avyayam, unborn and imperishable. So he says, nityam is coming in the first line. Now, so he says, nityam means eternal or constant. And Veda avina, Veda avinashinam. Avinashi is indestructible. So he says this nityam refers to, is not just a repetition of avinashinam. Nityam refers to Veda. That means one who constantly knows that the soul is indestructible. Very beautiful meaning. Normally we all know that the soul is there, but we keep forgetting. So one who constantly knows the soul is indestructible, he will not become a common delusion. And actually nothing is going to happen. And Arjuna says, but still, the body is going to get destroyed. You know, even Arjuna says, the soul is not going to die, but the body is going to get destroyed. And that is the cause of distress, isn't it? Then Krishna answers the next verse. That is also not a cause of distress. Why? We'll decide this verse. Well known one.
Asamsi jirna yaha vihaya Navani grahana sindaro marani
person puts on new garment, giving up old one. The soul similarly accepts new material body, giving up old and useless one.
Yes. So he's saying that actually we don't need to lament for the loss of the body also, because it's just like giving up old garment, and giving up old garment, you're going to get a new garment. So Bhishma will get a young body, either a spiritual body or a heavenly body, and therefore we don't have to lament about it. And to emphasize that point further, that actually we may give up our clothes, but we'll also get destroyed eventually. To emphasize that point, it's not like that. That our body will go, but we will not go. So again Krishna emphasizes, your weapons are only going to destroy the body, they are not going to destroy the soul. So he takes the four gross elements which are normally used as weapons: earth, water, fire, and air. He says, None of these can harm the soul. Translation.
The soul can never be cut to pieces by any weapon, nor burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
Yes. Now, the same thing in another way Krishna will explain. Go ahead.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
Yes. So, the first half of this verse is a noun form of what was told in the verb form earlier. Verb form is soul cannot be pierced by earth, is it? And achieved, it is unpierced. So, same point has been told, general property of the soul. And then, here also one word which comes up which tends to support the Mayavadi doctrine. Which word? Sarvagataha. Now, if you see, gataha is related with the gati, to go. So, sarvagataha means the soul is capable of going everywhere. Does it refer to the soul pervades everywhere? Actually, if it were referring to soul pervading everywhere, then, you know, Krishna, then there's no point in Arjuna killing Vishnu, because Arjuna and Vishnu are the same. Isn't it? If all of us have the same soul present in us, and if I am the Guru, I am the Mayavadi Guru, and I am liberated, then your soul and my soul are the same. So if I am liberated, you automatically are liberated. I don't have to serve you to become, you don't have to serve you to become liberated, isn't it? So, illogical to say that all of us have the same soul. So sarvagataha, if you see that way, from the point of the consistency of understanding, sarvagataha doesn't make any sense. So now, logic is basically a faculty of anuman, isn't it? Anuman is inference. Anuman is not a speculation, inference, logic, all this come under anuman. So now, can anuman be used in Shastra? Surely it can be used in Shastra. But it can be used only in accordance with Shastra. That means that there are two scriptural statements. Like later on it will come. It's a classic example. We discussed in the issue of also. That Atmaha, the killer of the soul. Now, killer of the soul is something which is impossible because the soul is Avinash. But what does killer of the soul mean? Then we have to do reasoning. Reasoning to understand what does this mean. Then by reasoning we come to the point that it's a secondary meaning. So, why do we use a secondary meaning? Because the primary meaning would contradict a primary statement of scripture. A very consistent, repeated and emphatic statement of scripture. So like that, sarvagata, surely we are doing some interpretation over here. But if we look at it literally speaking, it doesn't make any sense. The soul is all pervading, and who is killing, how is he killing, why is there a sense of duality? Sarvagata, earlier also Krishna said that, no, the soul is pervading the body. Dehinosmi sadhe. Sarvagata. Now, Thano and Achala. Thano and Achala basically means same thing, immovable. It stays at one place. So, what does that mean? It stays at one place? That means that actually the soul is not movable by any material force. Mayavadis may argue this means, the soul is everywhere, so where it will move. But that doesn't make any sense because there is tadayati, tannayati. It moves also. So, here, Thanu Achalo means the basic emphasis of Krishna is that no material stimulus can cause any effect on the soul. So no material force can move the soul. And the Yamdutas come, they don't catch and drag the soul. What do they drag?
Subtle body.
And the soul goes by his own free will because of his attachment. So here, Achala and Thanu are referring more as negations of material effects. And not as inherent properties of the soul. Actually, here you see most of the time Krishna is talking by 90-90. Isn't it? Practically everything is in. What is the soul? He is not told only till now. Only thing is positive soul of the soul is in a sarvamidam tatam. But you cannot do this, because the soul is not conceivable for us. And Siddhanta, go ahead.
Is it possible to say that
he said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, and immutable. Knowing this, it should not grieve for the body.
So, this is the conclusion of his comment. It should not grieve. Don't lament. Now, after this, Krishna will start another logic. He will explain from that point of view how one should not lament. So, what we'll do now, we'll have a 5-minute break. And then we'll start again, we'll go till 150. Is that okay? Then you can have some stretch if you want for a few minutes. You can drink some water, it is there behind. In the morning it was air conditioned, now it has become a little hot.
Air has changed its condition.
Gracias.
person is there?
You can give him phone.
Oh, cow, please.
No, you can give him phone. I want the doctor.
That will disease to go there.
That
is supposed to disease to go there.
Feeling of separation due to are due only to illusory affection and nothing else. So either way, whichever you take it, it's an illusion. And Krishna will again come to the conclusion, verse 30. But before that, he gives another Upanishadic like words. With the five verses.
Some look on the soul as amazing, some describe him as amazing, and some hear of him as amazing, while others, even after hearing about him, cannot understand him at all.
Yeah. So all of you know the three meanings of the question, isn't it? Three meanings, three interpretations?
No.
So basically, you know, in a, this requires a little knowledge of grammar, but it's very simple. In a normal grammatical sentence, there is a subject, there is a verb, and there is an object. He went to Mumbai. He is driving a car. So he is the subject, the person doing the activity. Is driving is the verb. And a car is the object. So now this in this particular verse, Ashcharyavat Pashyati Kashchit Enam. So Kashchit is some people. See Enam. So Pashyati is see. Kashchit is some people. Enam is this soul.
This soul.
Some people see the soul as amazing. Now here you see Ashcharyavat is coming in all the in the three lines where it comes, it's right at the beginning. So this Ashcharya word can qualify any of these three. Prabhupada takes it to qualify Enam, the soul. Some people see the soul as amazing, some people hear about the soul as amazing, some people see the soul as amazing. That is. Prabhupada explains in the Paramatma. How is it? Same soul is in the body of a germ and body of an elephant. How is it possible? And same soul is giving energy to everyone. It's amazing. And some people anywhere? No, they are grammatical notes. And discuss this principle again in 4.11. You know, which adjective will modify which word. So here, all the three meanings are connected. That's the most important thing. And after hearing the sufficient, say, right, well, it's amazing. So then he concludes, okay, that's amazing, but let's come to the practical. What is the practical thing I have to do? Translation. So if you see how many times has this phrase come, natto jishtam arati? It has come in 30th verse, it has come in the 27th verse, it has come a variant of that like he, it has come in 26th, nainam shushitam arati, then 25th, nam shushitam arati. Then after, before that, and then so basically, where is the scene Karna Shashitamarati? Hello? So Chan Shashitam. And 11 years he spoke that. So he's repeating that same point 4 times here. In almost identical words. So now, see, one gets Atma Gyan. So the next step after Atma Gyan is one level up. The first application of Atma Gyan is understand that I am not going to die, let me prepare for my future life. The future life need not be eternal life. Future life is not eternal life. So even karma can't require Atma Gyan. Because how will I believe that I am going to heaven when I see my body will be destroyed? So Krishna talked about the first level application of Atma Gyan is karma can't. In the next session, the second level application of karma, Atma Gyan is karma yoga. And third level application of Atma Gyan is ultimately a higher level of Bhakti Yoga. That is coming. So now we need to see Karma Kand. Karma Kand is
Bible does
not
give
it
here.
Actually, I was thinking all of you were looking very dull. That's why I said it's going to be hot. And now where is coming?
Air is coming.
And how much more air is coming in? So now the second argument will counter Arjuna's enjoyment argument. He say, by karma kind you understand you are the soul, then if you even if you win, you will enjoy the soul. If you lose, you will enjoy the next soul. There's no question of not enjoyment for Krishna will apply that Atma Gyan to the two dozen of argument. In 431. So now, the Atma Gyan is very general. But from the Atma Gyan, the instructors give up every one of us Swadharma. So for you as a Kshatriya, you are Swadharma, there is nothing better than fighting for you. For a Brahmana, the Swadharma will be different, but you have to remember you are Kshatriya. This point will come again and again, Shriyam, Swadharma, Umbram, Paradharma, Atmashita. Why that verse will come over there? So Swadharma, Vichara, Viksha. We consider you are Swadharma, the best thing that you can do is fight. And it makes it even more emphatic than it comes. Let's try the next one. Normal Kshatriya, ideal Kshatriya, to be happy to get a person and you are lamenting. level, at least he spoke 2.2 and 2.3. Similar to Tamil Nadu, but here Krishna has given some very valuable knowledge which changes the perspective. If you don't fight, what will happen? Translation. So you will lose two things and you will gain one thing. What two things you lose? You lose your swadharma, you will lose your kirti. And what you will get is paapam. That means you gain nothing actually. You lose in everything. That's what he said. So actually the Bhagavad Gita repeatedly uses this tool of contrast for instruction. Lose this will happen, if you lose this will happen. Now choose what you want. So earlier he said, actually by fighting you won't happen. By not fighting what will happen? You will suffer terribly. And then Arjuna says, oh, but you know, I want to be compassionate. Arjuna tries to go back to the Vedas. So what compassion? People do not see it as compassion. People do see it as cowardice. That is when it's coming and it's worse. What do people speak of as your infamy? You ran away from the battlefield. What a coward to run away from the battlefield. Go ahead.
Great journals to have highly esteemed your name as to understand that you have left the battlefield out of fear only. And thus, you will consider you
infamy.
Next.
So, actually, Arjuna is overrun by the emotions of the present. So difficult, how can I fight? Ashok Punam Leksha. But Krishna said, yeah, think about that in the future when people speak ill or how you feel at that time. So, in one sense, you know, a devotee is not supposed to be concerned about his reputation. Amanina Manadena. Kshatriya values, to some extent, are the opposite of that. Kshatriya values in the Bhagavatam, the fourth canto, through my pastime, we describe there, they describe Narada is glorifying Dhruva Maharaj and his Kshatriya qualities. Aho mahiyasi Kshatriyam, mana bhangam amrushyatam. Just see, aho, what is the status of the Kshatriya? That he is not able to tolerate insult. Mana bhanga amrushyatam. Amrushyatam is not able to tolerate. Just see how glorious is the effulgence of the Kshatriya, Tejya of the Kshatriya, that even a small boy born in Kshatriya family is not able to tolerate insult. So now is that a glorious quality? The way Rama Muni speaks is glorious. But the point is that the same principle of humility is expressed in different ways for different people. The Kshatriya also is supposed to be humble, but by being humble, he has to represent God on the Naradeva. And any disrespect of the king is disrespect of
God.
Of who God represented. So as devotees, we don't want any honor, any reputation for ourselves. But we do need reputation so that we can preach. You know, the brainwashing case started, Prabhupada himself was completely involved in it. Gracias. of king, the Kshatriya Dharma, see how it works is, the Kshatriya cannot tolerate dishonor. And dishonor is what? He is said to be unworthy of his Kshatriya Dharma. He is acting contrary to Kshatriya Dharma. Kshatriya Dharma makes him act in honorable ways. Honorable ways means not just that he wants honor, but in ways that command honor. So that's why we see Kshatriya so many times. Kshatriya is ready to give his own son. Why? Because it's a matter of honor for him. He's ready to give his own son in Vishwamitra Muni first. And then Keto is ready to give his own son to Israel also. So honor is a paradharma which is used to bring people to paradharma. Normally, a paradharma is not glorious. It's not one more murderous thing to have so much control over honor. Mera aan kabhi atme. He's insulted me.
Thank you.
So either you gather breath, gather momentum, and then run fast so that you can cross the other. So his temporary withdrawal may seem like a reversal, but it's to prepare for a threat. Sometimes a part of strategy, a kshatriya may accept defeat or may withdraw temporarily. Why? Because that is completely given, but that is allowed. That is not a strategy. But in this particular situation for Arjuna, you know, here it's not that there are two heroes, Arjuna is his own hero and the opponent is his own hero. They are fighting a war for territorial expansion. Arjuna has practically nowhere else to move. So for Arjuna, the option of retreating after defeat is not there in this particular situation. There has to win, otherwise he has nothing to fear for. They have already been humiliated so much. They have been exiled and the wife has been humiliated. So for them, there is no third option, right? But in that situation where there could be a third option also. That is a matter of strategy, not so much a matter of principle. Next for us, the transition from Karma Kanda to Karma Yoga, and it applies to both. This translation.
यस अपने उस आईसीसी से है
गरम है
अभी 4 बजे देखना
4-5 बजे और होगा चलो ऊपर जा
Thank you.
Hey Krishna, Mother Swami, Adi
Krishna.
Krishna, to you need some help?
One gupha is there, Guruji. Gupha, gupha. Chalo, gupha dikha.
Purana, purana.
Purana means pura api, iti.
Pura api nava.
Pura api nava. This is new also.
Yeah.
That's
no, despite being the old,
old
it is got newer.
Oh, I think it's
अरे बोल अंदर जाओ ना अंदर
अंदर किधर
गुफा में
किधर गुफा
मालूम नहीं बंद किया है इधर
ठीक है क्या
हाँ यस
गुफा था इधर
यस
गुफा
इधर चाओ इधर चाओ इधर
गुफा में तो उधर छुपने के लिए क्या
हाँ इधर
ये
इधर
समझो हमला हो गया
हाँ
गलती से
इधर 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 हाँ
हाँ
अरे छुपने के लिए है
देखा
क्योंकि समझो गलती से हमला हो गया इस पर हाँ मरने से अच्छा कि गुफा में चिपके रहे हो
इधर भी है
हरी बोल इधर से जाओ इधर से हाँ इधर से जाओ सब पतले हो आप सब जाएंगे
अरे गुफा है वो
चलो चलो
क्या है अंदर
चलो 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 आपको डर लगता है
नहीं लगता है
क्या है लेकिन अंदर कुछ है क्या
बैठ सकते हो उधर जब करने के लिए
हाइट कितना
इतना पाँच फीट
पाँच फुट
रूम है वो गुफा नहीं रूम है
चार
चार फुट नहीं
अजय कृष्ण प्रभु
अरे
वो कल नहीं इधर है पहले चलो एक के पीछे एक जाएंगे
जब करने के लिए अच्छा पिता में चले इधर जब कर दो कितने लोग बैठ सकते हो
हैं लेट के जाना पड़ेगा हरी बोल
जाओ ना फिर
लेट के अभी क्यों बंद किया पता नहीं श्री कृष्ण जी हाँ
डोम के ऊपर बनाया है डोम के ऊपर इसलिए गर्म नहीं है अंदर ऐसे बनाया है ना
इतना मोटा रहता है तो गर्म रहता है ठंडा रहता है दीवाल कितना मोटा दीवाल कृष्ण चैतन्य
अंदर बहुत है फिर भी ये
होल
से आने के लिए थोड़ा सा तकलीफ है पैर डालो पहले पैर डालो पूरा फिर आप थोड़ा नीचे जाओ
इसलिए यहाँ बाहर के लोग आते रहते हैं नॉन सेंस करते रहते हैं ना क्वेश्चन
अभी हाथों में निकलने के लिए
से बंद किया
नहीं
अभी नहीं आता अभी तो
पहले
पहले आते रहते थे दारू को बॉटल वॉटल भी पड़ी रहती थी
हाँ दारू पीते होंगे लोग आके बच्चे लोग सिर्फ बच्चे लोग बूढ़े क्यों चढ़ना चढ़ना उतरना उनको क्यों तकलीफ
कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 जैसे यहाँ से चारों तरफ से दिखता है यहाँ से कहीं से इतना दूर से दिख सकता कोई भी सोल्जर आते ना आदमी आती ना
हाँ।
इधर से इधर पूरा दिखता है यहाँ
इधर चुपके रह सकते ना
ये बंद कर दिया ना, नहीं तो इधर से आ सकते।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
एकांत
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे
कृष्ण
हरे हरे, राम हरे राम राम राम
हरे हरे।
ये देखो ये भी बड़ा सुंदर है ना, ये मिडल में है इधर से वो खूब लगाया है
टिकड़ी आ जाए ना इसी से मिलते हैं इधर से उबेरा हो सकते हैं
हरे
कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
गरम करता ना चला
हरे राम हरे राम राम
गुड गरम केल्यानंतर तुम चिटकी खाली की
कृष्ण कृष्ण
चिटकी कशी होते
गरमी खाली होते
पण चिटकी कशी होते बघू एकदम हार्ड होते जसं तुम्ही जितकं गरम करा ना तितकी हार्ड होते त्याच्या चुन्या सोबत केला गरम केला असेल
कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
आणि मग ते मटेरियल मिक्स केलं असेल कधी
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
ओके ओके जड़े घुस गए होंगे अभी
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण
वराले बढ़ता लगे तुम्हें
हरे हरे
वराले बढ़ता लगे
हरे राम राम कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम
प्रथम बार चेतन को बोल रहे
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम
एक बार आएगा टेम्पल हाउस
टेम्पल हॉल नहीं है वो अल्टर है वो अल्टर वो शायद उस सामने का गुम्बद जैसा और वो पूरा एक सामने की लड़की जैसा टेम्पल है लेकिन इधर गार्डन नहीं है और इधर गार्डन
नहीं है ना पत्थर रख दे ये है तो पूरा हमारा है सामने तक है
अब कितना होगा अब कितना होगा